Time for the KSL in-depth. Salt Lake County Council is considering a proposal that would require gender-specific locker rooms at rec centers. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe has been following the story today, and she's joining me live now in the newsroom. Amy, what is this proposal?
So, very basically, a requirement that the rec centers have to have locker rooms for males only, females only. Also requires a gender-neutral area, like a private changing room. It actually mentions that those private changing rooms are preferred, but of course, you have some older rec centers in the county, so it's not like they can just build a bunch of those private spaces. So requiring male only, female only.
Okay. So how do they enforce this if they implement this?
That is the big question. It spells out clearly in the proposal that there are a couple of options for the director of the Division of Parks and Rec to be in charge of enforcement. Mentions that they could ask for an ID. Also, they could kick someone out if they are breaking the rules. They're in a bathroom that doesn't match the gender on that ID.
So what was the reaction like in today's county council meeting when they talked about this? I mean, kids use the rec centers, and you'd imagine that people were probably passionate.
Absolutely. It was a packed county council meeting. Dozens of people filled the seats in the actual room. I noticed about 100 people online making comments as well. And they varied from people saying that this was transphobic to others saying this is an important step to protect women's spaces. Very interesting. One councilman, David Alvord, said that this is needed because the county's non-discrimination policy means that there's basically a loophole. They can't discriminate. They can't tell a man right now that they cannot be in the women's bathroom. So he says we need to create a some sort of proposal, something to say that that space is just for women, that space is just for men. Some of the responses from his fellow council members were, why don't we just have specific hours where someone can change in those? So if kids are a concern, well, kids are in school right now, and they wouldn't be seeing any, you know, any kind of nudity. So some different things that could come up possibly in some future county council meetings.
I'm thinking about one case involving high school sports where one parent said, I don't believe she's a girl. And there was a whole thing about whether this female athlete was female. And you could have that potentially coming up in the county at these rec centers. Was there any discussion of that during this meeting?
There was some concern about that in the public comments. And then Laurie Stringham actually very passionately said this is going to lead to a lawsuit. There's going to be something like what you just said, and it's going to come against the county because of this policy. She said, we don't need to fight this right now. We can't afford for this to go to the Supreme Court. Because it's just not worth it for us to put this policy in place right now over that, because that exact situation is going to come up.
You reported today they're not taking any action at this time, but what's next for this proposal?
The proposal is tabled, so it has not been killed, so likely back for discussion. There is a possibility it could just be a policy change, so still really up in the air as far as what this will end up as, but definitely it's going to come back.
All right. Thanks a lot. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe. Apparently, more to come.